This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Here's a quiz for those of you who spent much of the weekend watching basketball. Can you name the coach who last night on ESPN tried to tie the NCAA record for the most career victories ever?
A win tonight, and she would notch win number 879, pulling her even with the great Dean Smith, the former head coach at North Carolina.
She is Pat Summitt, the coach of the University of Tennessee Lady Volunteers, who did defeat Western Carolina in the first round of the NCAA Women's Tournament. Should Tennessee beat Purdue tomorrow night in round two, she will have the new record, 880 college victories for a coach, all of them at Tennessee. She spoke with us from her office last week.
At this time, it's hard for me to even imagine the amount of success that we've had here at Tennessee, and obviously to be a part of it for 31 seasons and coach so many terrific and gifted student athletes. And when I started 31 years ago, I never imagined, you know, even being here at this point, but in particular the level of success that our student athletes would have on the basketball court.
Well, modesty aside for a moment, Coach, you're not just a part of this. You're the leader. You're the person who's really taken the Lady Vols to this position, aren't you?
Well, Alex, you have to understand, just like basketball is a team sport, when you're in the coaching profession, it takes a great team effort from the administrative team to the coaching team to the actual players and the game management part of it. I mean, it's there's so many people involved now. Unlike when I started coaching, I was the only coach that received any type of stipend, and I had to get volunteers as graduate assistants, so it was a little bit different.
They really were the volunteers.
We were the volunteers all the way through, and they did it without pay, and then we didn't charge admission to our basketball games, and with our student athletes, we didn't have scholarships available until the third year, and then there was only $3,000 allotted to give out any type of scholarship awards.
Is there any lesson that you can turn to say this is why I've been so successful at this profession that many people work in and many people admire and like?
Well, I think that's a great question, Alex. For me, I've thought a lot about it, and I think it goes back to my childhood and with my parents, Richard and Hazel Head, because they emphasize certain things that have stuck in my mind and still are with me today. And one is that you win in life with people. You surround yourself with great people. And then my dad always said hard work will never kill anyone. I think the work ethic that I learned and had been instilled in me through living on a dairy farm, milking cows every day, the chores that we had. On top of that is to set your goals and don't be afraid to compete to get there. You know, it was just like we were so competitive, we didn't want to lose sight of our goals or lose sight of reaching our goals. And I try to instill that in our basketball teams here at Tennessee and just in our student athletes as people.
Isn't it hard for a farm kid to find time for basketball?
Well, not when we played basketball in the hayloft. We played right on the farm, and my dad put up a goal, and we had lights. And the one thing he did was he kept half of the end of one of the barns open, and we played. I mean, when we finished our chores and our homework, then we went at night. We would go and play basketball as opposed to sitting and watching TVs. We didn't have video games then, so That was what we did, and that was a lot of fun, but obviously very rewarding.
You and three older brothers?
Oh, yes. I had three older brothers, and so I made the fourth so we could play two-on-two. We had some very competitive, hard-fought games in the hayloft.
You're famous for the stare now as a coach. Tell us what the stare is.
Well, I don't know that I ever set out to have a, quote, stare. My dad was a man of very few words, and believe it or not, I was very shy, incredibly shy when I started coaching. I think from his looks at times, he just spoke volumes to us. And I guess that's just something that when I started coaching, rather than raise my voice at times, I would just look at someone And that, I guess, is where we got the stare.
Well, I guess it works.
Well, it doesn't always work. Not everybody responds to a stare. I think what you have to find out in coaching, Alex, is how you connect with people. And maybe sometimes you stare. Maybe sometimes you need to smile or pat someone on the back or give them a thumbs up. I don't think staring works solely by itself.
Would you tell the story of the birth of your son, Tyler? I'm sure you've told it before, but I'd like to hear it from you, if I may. I guess you were on a recruiting trip somewhere, out of state, 9 months pregnant. And you're in there with someone you're trying to get to come play ball for you. And what?
When Dr. Bravson said, "You're fine, you can go," it was 16 days before my due date. And I went up on a recruiting trip, flew into Allentown, Pennsylvania, to recruit a very talented high school senior, Michelle Marciniak. And when we landed, I actually realized that my water broke and that I was in labor. I called my doctor, Dr. Bravson, and I said, "Dr. B, my water broke, so I'm having contractions." He said, "You know, have a short visit and come on home."
Come on home?
Well, after I had a short visit, but he gave me permission to go and make a short recruiting visit at Michelle's house and then fly back to Knoxville. I made the visit, had to cut it short because the contractions were getting closer and closer together, and I made it back to Knoxville. I'm not saying that that was a smart decision. Fortunately, everything worked out. As I look back, it just frightens me to think about it, but I was focused on getting back to Knoxville, Tennessee.
You wanted your son born in Tennessee?
Yes, he was.
And as you had been born in Tennessee?
As everyone in our family had been born in Tennessee. And my husband was in Tennessee. And RB, my husband, he's had to miss out on a lot of big events in my career, but certainly not in our marriage was he going to miss out on the birth of our son, Tyler.
How old is Tyler now?
Tyler's 14.
Well, he must be real proud of his mom.
Oh, I think he is. I think he loves the fact that what I do for a living allows him to be around the game that he's just really passionate about.
Coach Summitt, congratulations and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Alex. Enjoyed it.
Pat Summitt is coach of the University of Tennessee's women's basketball team. She could become the winningest NCAA coach ever for women or men tomorrow night.